proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. God often brings us to the classroom of adversity. This was true for a great part of David's life. For 10 years, he was chased by King Saul. He fought enemies from within and without. But where could he go and find refuge and deliverance? In the Judean wilderness, David found such a place. After confronting King Saul at En Gedi in 1 Samuel 24, David turned south toward the mountain fortress of Masada. If you've ever been to Israel, I'm sure this is one of the sites you've visited. It is impressive to say the least. Located on the western side of the Dead Sea, Masada holds a commanding view of the valley below. This mountain fortress was built by Herod the Great as a way to escape any potential threat, whether that meant people of Judea, family members, or even Cleopatra and Mark Antony. Herod was a masterful architect. He built Masada fully prepared with abundant supplies of food, water, and weapons. However, Masada is most famous as the place of the last stand of the Jewish revolt towards the end of the first century. After the temple was destroyed in the year 70 AD, Jewish zealots fled south and regrouped at Masada. After a months-long siege by the Romans, the Jewish defenders committed mass suicide to die as free men rather than become abused as slaves by the Roman oppressors. In 1948, Israel was reborn as a state. One modern tradition links the Jewish people with their past. At Masada, new recruits within the Israel Defense Forces march up the snake path and make a promise that Masada shall not fall again. Today, you can experience Masada by walking up the snake path or by taking a cable car to the top. You will truly appreciate your time here. But before Herod built this fortress, Masada was also the place where David sought refuge from Saul. But as strong as Masada was, David placed his trust in the one who was his strength. Masada provides a great illustration for us as we look for deliverance from life struggles. Where are you placing your trust for deliverance? In your strength, weapons, escape routes, devices, or others? No matter how secure we think our situation may be, any stronghold of man will eventually fail and falter. David knew that the only way he could truly be secure was to trust in God, the rock of deliverance. In Psalm 18, we read of a beautiful description of deliverance. This psalm is almost exactly the same as what David wrote in 2 Samuel 22. In short, this psalm provides a summary of David's life. This was his praise to God for deliverance. He expressed his love for the Lord, his strength. He describes God as a rock, indicating his unfailing strength as a refuge and defense. In this, we find that God, our rock, does not change and will never fail. And this reflects the character of God. Truly, David saw God as his strength, reminding us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. When reading the opening verses of Psalm 18, we find that David spoke eloquently about God describing him in 9 different ways. As Alexander McLaren wrote concerning this, "The whole is one long, loving accumulation of dear names." In other words, David both knew and experienced God. David then began to share his testimony of deliverance. Oppressed on every side, David cried to the Lord for help. But what did God hear from his temple? Again, McLaren wrote concerning these verses, "This same poor man cried, and the cry set Jehovah's activity in motion. The deliverance of a single soul may seem a small thing, but if the single soul has prayed, it is no longer small, for God's good name is involved." God truly delights to deliver his own, and that's what David experienced. Every believer can rest assured that God will never fail us. He is ready to deliver us. We can place our trust in him. So today, where is your source of trust? I pray that the Lord will be your rock of deliverance. Well, we're not ready to leave the mountain fortress of Masada just yet. I invite you to join us next time as we will continue our study in the ways that God delivers us. Leave your Bible open to Psalm 18 and prepare to give thanks to the Lord. He is worthy of praise. I want to thank you for tuning in today, and if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other past programs, simply go to ibjm.org. And now, as we close this program, remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.